Today's episode of Clearview Today and today's secret word is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. Unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu's Ultra Pure filtration system provides water that's free from contaminants and infused with only the essentials that your body needs. Make the smart choice today and experience the difference of Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. You can order online at Le Bleu, that's LEBLEU.com. And when you check out, use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, to get 10% off your next order. It'll save you money and it supports us here at the Clearview Today Show. Today's secret word is behooves. And today's secret word contestant is Dr. Abhidhan Shah.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. Link is in the description. And of course, we are continuing our series while Dr. Shah is traveling. Just me and Ryan here in the studio today. But we do pray for Dr. Shah's safe return. Hang on one second while I'm riffing because the audience. We are praying for Dr. Shah's safe return. He will be on the show starting next week.
Hang on a second. Dr. Shah's back.
No, you spent the last week saying that he wasn't here because I kept introducing him and you were like,
"He's here." He's
sitting, Dr. Shah,
he's sitting across from you.
Welcome back. So good to see you here in the studio today.
Happy Friday.
We did think it was going to be. I said all along. I said that Dr. Shah was here. You kept saying he wasn't here.
He was trying to press those buttons.
Nothing
is happening.
So we were goofing around. Dr. Shah was here for each of those episodes. He didn't say anything on mic, but he actually was here.
We were fooling you.
Yeah.
Welcome back. He's like, I just didn't have anything to say for a
Welcome
few days.
Welcome back. What a gift on a Friday.
It was.
It's good to be home. So it's good to be home. We had a great time, but it's good to be home.
Everybody, and I know we're going to talk about this more before we read the verse of the day, but everyone's waiting for the big reveal. What were you doing?
What were we doing? Well, Nicole and I were invited to the Liberty Ball in Washington, D.C. on the day of the inauguration.
Allow me just to respond to that one second. That's pretty stinking cool.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
That was cool.
So weeks ago, somebody who is kind of high up in President Trump's administration, you know, he kind of sent me word and said, "Hey, would you like to come?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "I would love to. I'm not sure, you know, what I can do. I mean, I can come watch the swearing-in ceremony or something like that." And this person who, you know, is was very, very integral part of the whole campaign.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When I say high up, talking about the campaign, and he said, "Let me get back to you." I'm like, "Okay, but I'm not going to make any plans." You know, I mean, I'm not going to just make plans to go somewhere when you're not even invited.
Right.
I said, "Maybe I can go to the swearing-in ceremony. Maybe, you know, that would be fun. But you got to have tickets for everything."
That's right.
So anyways, two weeks go by, and then the next thing is like, "Hey, sign up over here." I'm like, "Okay." I signed up, and comes back, zero tickets.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, "Hey, it says zero. Some things I'm invited to, but other things, zero tickets. Mm-hmm. What do I do?" He's like, "Oh, there's a mistake. Let me get back with you." Anyways, up until the week before, we were still sort of wondering.
Like, what's going to happen?
Is it going to happen at all? Right. And then he he's like, "I don't know, man, it's something is wrong with the system. But anyways, you are in." So I'm like, "Nicole, I think we're in. I think we're invited to the Liberty Ball."
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness we went. And we arrived there on Saturday before the inauguration, and got into D.C., checked into the hotel about like maybe 5:00. And I said, "Nicole, let's catch an Uber."
Mm-hmm.
"Go to the convention center, pick up our tickets." That's where they are. And we get to the convention center. It's not a long line, but there's like you have to walk through this maze to get to the proper big room where there are lots of tables set up and there are people behind the desks and all that. It's not like a long line. It's like maybe 20 people. And you could see people walking away like, "There's no ticket."
Like they're disappointed. Like the rich young ruler just walk away sad.
Yeah. No tickets. No tickets.
Oh, no tickets.
So they're like, "Sorry, the tickets are all gone." So I'm like in the line thinking the whole time, "I don't think there are tickets here. This is, you know," I mean, just like a week ago, we didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
So we got up there. Said, "Sir, do you have your ID?" And pull my license out. Okay. Yep. All right. I'll ride back.
And he got your ticket for you?
Got my envelope. But I'm like, wow.
That feels good. That's a good feeling.
Wow. And I mean, this is not just any ticket. See, the swearing in ceremony was pulled inside because of the extreme cold, frigid temperature. The parade was still on Sunday afternoon. The inauguration parade was still on. But we were invited to the Liberty Ball, which was that evening, Monday evening. And we definitely wanted tickets to that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And we had them.
So did you have a good time?
Very nice.
Had a great time.
Good,
wow.
Great time.
Did you meet Big Man himself for the second? Because you have met him before.
Well, I saw him. I was about 20 feet away.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. We were up front. So
did he see you and he goes, "Hey, I recognize you. I remember you. I've got your book in my office."
I wish I could say yes to all of that, but in reality, no.
He might have had a couple more things on his mind.
Maybe, I think so.
His day might have been a little bit busy.
Have we told the full story of how you met the president on the show?
I think we did. It's been months ago.
Okay. I didn't know if we'd
done that. But I mean, we can talk about that. I mean, we had the opportunity to go pray with him.
Yes.
And so I was there with about five of the people. And sure enough, he came out, shook hands.
Wow.
And awesome. And the way our my friend did it was like, "Hey, why don't we all just pray?"
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Okay." So we all like prayed together for him. And he stood right there, very, very humble, very kind. He's like he comes out on the stage as a fighter.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But one-on-one, he is the kindest, gentlest person.
That's incredible.
How are you guys doing? Is everybody going? Everybody okay? I mean, you had a safe trip. I mean, is the journey okay coming here? I'm like, this is not the person that people think.
Right, right. Ryan and I saw him at NRB, but he was like up on the stage. And then, of course, we went to the rally, the same rally where you got to meet him. You don't realize how big he is. He's a big man.
He's tall.
He's a tall guy. Right. And because I saw the picture, I don't know if we can get that picture. Maybe we'll drop it in the video of you guys. And I was like, that's a tall guy.
Yeah.
You never realized
that. And he's 78.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yes.
He's 78 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 78.
He's almost 80?
Yeah.
He doesn't look it.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't act it.
No.
No.
Wow. Yeah. He's really 78 years old.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to look it up?
I'm going to look it up. Yeah.
It behooves you to look it up.
It will behoove me to look it up. Yeah. It will be in my best interest to look
that
it up.
That means it will cause you to have hooves.
It'll have hooves. Yeah.
you 1946. Will be
behooved. Dude.
Yeah. Yep.
Guess what? This dude's 78 years old.
I told you. I told you.
Heard that somewhere
That's
before.
Crazy. If only someone had ever told.
And so, anyways, I mean, he was strong, tall, very kind, and we prayed, and then he walked around and shook our hands again.
Wow,
incredible!
And then my friend sent me some pictures of us with him, so I thought that was great.
So cool.
That's really cool.
You had, I mean, not just the chance to see him, but the chance to interact with him in person. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And I told him, I said, "You know, Mr. President, we're praying for you, and God's got his hand upon you, and America's great days are ahead."
Oh, yeah.
He said, "Thank you so much."
Amen. I love that. Cool.
Very cool. Our verse of the day today is coming to us from Jude chapter 1, verse 24. "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy."
I love that. The him who is able to keep you from stumbling. You know, that's what the Holy Spirit's there to do.
Yes.
A lot of times, do you feel like we glory, and maybe this kind of goes into our discussion today on just like the state of where America is, but I think we glorify our stumbling a lot. We glorify our sin. And, you know, the Holy Spirit's not there just to comfort us like, "Hey, you sinned. It's okay. I'm going to bring you back." But he's to keep you from ever doing it in the first place.
That's right.
You know, you never think about that.
There's almost this idea of like padding your testimony. Like I've got to make sure I have enough to repent from so that my testimony has like a little spice, a little wow factor.
I definitely felt that like when I first got saved, I was in like youth group and stuff, and everyone always had the coolest testimonies. I was on drugs. I stole from my parents. I was in a biker gang. Yeah. I committed murder. I stole the Mona Lisa. Like everybody had the coolest, they had the coolest testimonies
stole
ever.
The Mona Lisa.
And I was like, I went to a Bible study.
I stole the Declaration of Independence. Sir, that's the plot of National Treasure.
But you know what I mean? Like everyone is, it's like we have got to a point where we glorify our sin.
Yeah.
And I feel like not for the glory of God.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, or we should really be the disciples' prayer. He said, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one."
Right.
So stumbling can happen. Stumbling will happen. Don't let your stumblings be final. Get up and start living and start serving God and live by God's grace. Stay humble. All those things are wonderful. But if you can avoid some of those stumblings, please, I hope you will.
Right.
Speaking of stumbling, we got to take a quick break, but I want to talk about some of the people who are stumbling all over you guys in line for the event, because Nicole came back and she was not happy at all.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and see it. Hey, Clearview Today family, thank you so much for tuning into the show. We're having a great time so far. Listen, if this show has been a source of encouragement and insight for you, we want to take a second and just ask you to consider supporting us financially. I know that might ruffle feathers a little bit, but think about it. You're listening to this show seemingly because you care about spreading the life-changing message of Jesus Christ to the world. Well, your giving allows us to continue sharing that message with other listeners just like you.
Your support is more than just encouragement to us. Give, you're becoming our partner. You're joining with us to spread God's truth and love to a hurting world. And your gift is a reflection of your faith. And believe it or not, it's going to make an eternal impact in someone's life.
That's right. And giving to the show is insanely easy. All you do is visit our website, clearviewtodayshow.com, and you can click on that little button that says Give Today. We are so encouraged by everyone who's already giving to the show. And if today's your first time listening, we want to let you know that we appreciate your partnership, and we pray that God blesses you abundantly for your commitment to His work. All right, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right. If you're just joining us, Dr. Shah is back. He is back in North Carolina, and we revealed during the intro that where you were traveling to all these many, many long days is you were in D.C. at the inaugural.
It's like he missed me.
I missed you, man. I definitely missed you. Here's the thing.
He tried to intro you multiple times on the show.
One of the episodes was just a shot of your empty chair. So that was people weren't super thrilled about that.
Yeah, that was I heard the guy right.
You actually
there.
Heard about it for real? Yeah. I was gonna pass it off as a joke.
No, I heard about it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a joke. But people
that unfortunately was
people
based
were writing
on true
in. They were like, "Where's the Thursday episode?" I was like, "The Thursday episode's audio only." They were like, "Why?" I was like, "Well, I guess I'll address it on the show." So walk us through the trip, because you went. When did you leave?
We left Saturday morning.
Okay.
Saturday before the inauguration. And we left about 11 o'clock, 11th, I would say close to 12 o'clock. We left our house here and drove and had zero problem getting to D.C. Once we got into D.C., we got into the hotel, State Plaza Hotel, checked in, which is literally, I would say, maybe 10-minute walk from the Lincoln Memorial.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, you can, go around a couple of bends and you can see the Lincoln Memorial at a distance, but from a side angle. So if you have been to DC, you know what I'm talking about. It's like this Capitol is way up north and the Lincoln Memorial is way down south, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in between would be the Washington Monument, and to the left is the White House, like to the west is the White House. So we were in a hotel south of the White House, like way south. Mm-hmm. Not way south. I would say maybe a 10-minute, 15-minute walk.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times you've ever been to D.C., Ryan. I've been
a couple.
I've been a bunch of times, always with you.
Yeah.
And I've never been when it wasn't sweltering hot. What is D.C. like in January?
It's cold. Oh, my goodness.
Was it like super cold?
I will take sweltering hot any day. Any day. Oh, my goodness. It was 15 to 20 degrees.
Wow.
When we were in line on Monday evening.
And that's not the wind chill. That's the actual temperature, right?
Actual temperature.
So that's like with crazy. The wind, it's probably going to feel way colder than that.
Yeah. I would say it was like 17 degrees standing outside, and we got in line about 3:50.
See, that's
3:45. I would say 3:45.
Because it was really cold.
It was pretty cold here, but then I was like, well, DC's further north than us.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a cold Arctic wave that came through. So we're standing in line, and first we had to find this place, and nobody could tell us. And, some guys sent us the wrong way. Then we finally figured it out, made our way back, and then started making our way into the convention center line. And then we saw the line. Line was not very long, but from 3:45 till about 5:45. So we were outside for good 2 hours.
Did you do anything related to it? So like you left Saturday, got there Saturday, and then from all day Sunday, did you do anything related to the inauguration? Or was it just kind of like a day in D.C. to
there was a parade. There was a parade there on Sunday afternoon. But I told Nicole, I said, look, let's just hang here. Mm-hmm. Let's just go out to eat, whatever. But let's not try to go anywhere tonight. I said, it's going to be cold and we have to stand in line. We don't even sure. We're not even sure if we're going to get the tickets because this was this parade was at the Capital One Arena, but only 22,000 people can get in.
Right. Mm.
And from what I saw on the news, the people were already wrapped around the block a few times.
Good gracious.
In the cold weather on a Sunday afternoon, trying to get into the arena. I said, do we really want to do this?
Right.
I said, but tomorrow night we'll have to do this anyways.
Right. Right.
Plus we have tickets. And it's a much less audience, so it'll be better.
Yeah.
And she, at first, she was not for it. But then finally, she agreed. She's like, okay, okay, we'll do it.
Okay.
So I'm glad we sit in the hotel on Sunday afternoon.
Right. Yeah. What did she want to do on Sunday afternoon? Go.
She wanted to go to the Capital One Arena.
Oh, gotcha.
I think, yeah, but I think we should have been in line about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
For an event at 2 o'clock.
And then imagine standing out there in the cold that entire time.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a woman thing. Women love parades. I've never been able to get into a parade. I'll look at the Macy's Day Parade for like 5 minutes and I'm like, all right, I'm sure it's going to be more of this. But women love, I don't know. They like parades. You like parades?
They're fine.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm like, all right.
They're okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how do you do a parade in an arena, by the way?
Well, you stand outside and then you get in. And once you get in, then it's kind of, find a seat.
Yeah.
And wherever you find a seat, so first come, first serve. So, you know, most people are front and kind of fills out the rest of the stadium.
Mm-hmm. So here's something I've always wondered. Because you've gotten invited to do stuff like this before. Like we went to go to the rally and you were able to meet the president.
Right.
You get to DC, right?
Right.
How do you then go about going to an event like this? Because they're not just going to let nobody up, you know, in
right.
there. How do you go in and you say, hey, I was invited to be here? How do you go
you
about
tickets.
Getting
it? You have tickets.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the parade on Sunday did not have tickets.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of first come, first serve.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, Nicole, I don't want to get in line. You're like, oh, maybe we can get it. I was like, it's about 20 degrees out there. You want to stand in line? We could have gotten in line. We should have gotten in line about 8 o'clock this morning.
What time is this conversation happening?
It's happening at 11.
No way.
I said, by the time we get over there, it'll be 12, just an hour. And I said, what if we cannot get in? Well, just come on home. I was like, oh.
So the day will have been standing in line for the cold and then.
For nothing.
Yeah, for nothing.
And then the day after standing in line, but this time we have tickets.
Yeah, right.
So I'd rather be. We have the ticket.
Did you have to stand outside on Monday for that event?
Yes. For good two and a half hours.
Wow.
It was.
That's rough.
It was very, very. I've never been so cold in my life.
But the ball wasn't outside, was it? The ball was inside.
The ball was inside, yes.
Okay.
But you have to stand outside until it's time to open the gates.
Uh-huh.
And then you walk through this maze and through the tents. Uh-huh. And then you go through security. And then you go inside the convention center.
Got you.
Yeah.
So people were lining up outside the convention center well before it was time to open the gates.
We got there about 3:45.
Mm-hmm.
I would say people start lining up about 3:30.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. For a 6 o'clock door or 5:30 door opening.
So you were pretty near the front.
We were probably 20 feet away, 30 feet away from the front.
Okay. About. The entire time, like during the waiting in line and then being.
But then the line began to form and it was a long line. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wrapped around this entire complex.
Wow.
And then came back to where we were. So when it came time for the gates to open, guess what? They all merged.
Everybody just boom.
And like I was like, crushed. Seriously, we stood out here for 2.5 hours. Y'all just got here.
Back
that's
of the
line.
Worst. You go to the back.
That's
of the line.
Worst. I can't stand. That's one of the things I can't stand is crowds. A lot of crowds.
Because
you always do the right thing.
Right.
You always get there early, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
The people who showed up,
they're just gonna push and shove their way to the front.
Yeah. And then that's what they do. They push, and there's a lot of people like pushing and stumbling all over the place to get in.
Yeah.
It was funny because. We were all hyped to see it because we wanted to see you on TV. We wanted to see you in there. And I got so sick that night. I was so sick Monday night. I remember laying in bed and Ellie being like, come here. We're going to see if we can find Dr. Shah. And I was like, all right, give me 1 second. And I just remember falling asleep in the middle of the afternoon, which never happens. I never do that. And I remember waking up just covered in sweat. And I could hear, I guess, Jason Aldean, who was performing. Yeah. And I looked and I had like, no joke, 200 text messages. I said, what on earth? I must be dreaming.
What is happening?
It was all of you guys. Yeah. And they were texting you, Ellie and Ryan and Elizabeth and David. They were all texting you like, Dr. Shaw, put your phone up. And you were like,
yeah, I know.
Trying to find you in there.
If you look on the live stream or if you look on like the televised event, you can see Dr. Shaw like putting his phone up and they're like, no, I don't think that's him. Dr. Shaw, put it up and like twist it around. And I like came in there. I was so like bleary eyed. I was like, yeah, that's him. That's him. Yeah.
What was the ball itself like?
The ball was, when we got into this massive area. Okay. I mean, and if you've ever been to conventions, you know how big those auditoriums are. There were tables and tables and tables of food everywhere. Mm. And so I told Nicole, I said, do not go for the food. Let's go up front. Let's get as close to the stage as possible.
What do you think, if you hadn't said that, what do you think the danger percentage wise is that she was going to go straight for the food?
Probably immediate.
Like 100% she was going for it?
Well, no, nibble. Really. She did say, she's like, I'm not hungry anyways. I'm like, no, we're going to go get in line. And then one by one, we can go get the food and then come back over here. She's like, okay.
What was the food? What did they have?
Oh, they had a lot of barbecue sandwiches, meatballs, a lot of desserts and other different kind of, you know, this grilled vegetables and stuff like that. So it was a lot of good food.
Got you. Cool.
Yeah, drinks and everything. So we were, all covered. Yeah. All covered. You don't have to pay for it.
Wow.
Thing.
Wow. So you're in. So that at that point, you're in line waiting for everything to start, but you're inside at least.
We're inside, nice and warm. And then I didn't even do the coat check because I was like, we just need to get up front, get in our place, and then we'll decide what to do about the coats.
Right.
And so once we got into place, we both ate. I said, Nicole, do you want to take the coats? He's like, I'll take the coats. I'm hot. I said, okay. So we went from like extreme cold to extreme
to really hot. Yeah.
And then she ran up there, got our coats checked. And then she came back. Yep.
That's really cool.
And then we were there from 6:15 till about 11:30.
Yeah, he came on stage where you guys were at about 11, right?
A little after 11
o'clock. Yeah. That seems about right because I remember Ellie was channel hopping. Yeah. There was a bunch of different streams that were like following wherever he went.
Right.
And I remember he was he doing? He was doing like the signing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he was doing the executive orders, and then he also had the commander in chief ball to go to. That's more specific towards military professional officials.
So that's where like I think what's it? Billy Ray Cyrus and Jason Aldean, they were playing, waiting for him to come in from that ball.
Right.
And so I remember like kind of shuffling in and like still waking up. And I was like, look, Gavin, that's where Dr. Shaw is. And he was like, I see him. I see Dr. Shaw. And then Ellie was like, that's not the ball that Dr. Shaw's at. He's not at that one. He's at the other one. But Gavin was like, there he is. And I was like, yep, there he is.
And then
we switched the feed over to yours. And I think that's when y'all had been doing like the communication phone, back and forth. But that was fun. That was a fun night.
What is the significance of the celebration after inauguration? I mean, you have the moment of inauguration, you have the transfer of power, the signing of the executive orders, but why the ball? Why the big celebration?
Well, there were three official balls. One was the commander in chief ball. Of course, I'm not in the armed forces, so I'm not there. Mm-hmm. The Liberty ball, which is, I don't know the exact numbers, but I would say somewhere about maybe 2,000 people.
That's pretty exclusive.
That's pretty exclusive, honestly. Yeah. Very exclusive. And maybe even less. Mm-hmm. I'm saying 2,000 just to be on the safe side, but maybe it was less.
Right.
And then there is a high dollar donors ball. Mm-hmm. Maybe it has a name for it, but anyways, these are people who gave a lot of money
to the campaign.
To the campaign.
Gotcha.
And so there's a separate ball. And I think that one was after our ball. So I don't know. I guess 12 o'clock at night.
I was going to say, that's
something I don't think I realized, that there were so many different functions, many different balls for him to go to.
Well, altogether in DC, I would say there were probably 15 to 20 or 30 balls.
That's insane.
Yeah, but they're all unofficial. Mm-hmm. Like North Carolina, the state of North Carolina has a ball there. Georgia has a ball. Different organizations have their balls. But this one, these three are the only official where the president comes up with his wife, Melania. Mm-hmm. The vice president and his wife, Usha, also comes. And then President Trump's family came. Mm-hmm. To the ball. Mm-hmm. So those only three. And we were at the second one, Liberty Ball.
Wow. That's incredible.
And I mean, he came up there. So I was just felt very privileged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very special.
I think it's the Commander in Chief, the Liberty, and the Starlight Ball.
Starlight are the high donors.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
That's right.
You know, I was saying this, I think we were texting a little bit before.
It's imperative that you tell me all these things. It's imperative.
That is. No way. Ah, oh, got it. I almost forget it. Is imperative the secret word?
No.
I fell for it.
I was like, I don't think we haven't been doing
the secret word for a while. I've fallen out of practice.
Should I just say it behooves me to say that? Behooves you to say that.
Wait, was it behooves?
I don't think it was behooves. He said it already once.
Yeah, but then he might have said it again.
I don't think it's behooves.
And he didn't.
You are under compulsion. Compulsion to do that. You are under compulsion.
I'm going to let compulsion go. Well, I'm out.
I don't think it's compulsion either. Was it compulsion?
No, it's behooves.
Was it really behooves?
he could have claimed it earlier, but he didn't.
Wow.
I really thought that was a weird word. What was I about to ask? Oh, yes. We were talking a little bit before you went into the ball, just about how this is, and I think we really saw it in 2024, and we're going to see it going forward in 2025, but God is starting to put these pieces into place in a very rapid rate. Mm. And it seems rapid to us, and yet the foundation has been being built ever since, you know, you started doing this.
And that's because how my parents raised me. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad loved America. Mm-hmm. and they always talked big about it, and they were always shocked when people in America did not like America.
Yeah.
Or felt like America was bad and this and that, and they're like, why? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are policies that may be bad, and there were politicians who used their power for wrong, or there were foreign policies that went crashed and burned. Yeah, that happens. But as an idea, America is as close to as one nation under God that we've ever seen in the history of the world.
Amen.
And it's worth preserving. It's worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. And my parents wanted us to, you know, go and study in America. Yeah. And learn and come back and do something, or stay there, or mm-hmm. do something.
Yeah.
So all my life, I was fascinated with America. You know, I love the Old West.
Yeah.
Used to read Bonanza comic books, and I was like, man, one day I'm going to go to America, go and see some of these
and actually
places.
See those places. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy because, you know, a lot of people will just see the exterior. They'll just see these last couple of years and say, man, you know, you guys have been having a lot of opportunities where you're going and meeting the president multiple times. You're going to the Liberty Ball. You have Mike Huckabee here on the show. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to think that it's just happening now, but it's been happening.
It's been happening for 40 plus years.
Yeah, the seeds have been there.
Yeah, all this 40 time. Plus years, and especially in the past 23 years that it's really, ramped up.
Mm-hmm.
It's been coming for decades, because of what we stand for, what mm-hmm. we believe, how you guys think. All this is part of where we are today.
Amen.
Such
Amen.
A great lesson. Such a great reminder for us. Welcome back officially.
Yes, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back.
It was a great experience. Pray for our president. Pray for our vice president, his family, their families, our nation, our leaders on the national, state, local levels. Pray God will guide us to be that one nation under God. And we're praying for revival. We're praying for an awakening.
Amen.
This is just the beginning.
That's right.
And you know, the goal is not just to get a man in the office, but we're praying that through that, people will come to the living true God.
Amen.
Through that, we will turn away from godless values, sexual immorality, all these things that are a sin against God, that will come back to God. That's the goal. That's the whole purpose for the book.
100%.
That's right.
100%.
Make sure you guys join us tomorrow, or on Monday, not tomorrow.
Yes.
Same time, same station. We're going to be diving into another great topic here on the Clearview Today Show. Thanks again to our sponsors for making today's episode possible. And don't forget that you can support us by subscribing to the show on iTunes if you want to re-listen. And you can always support us financially at clearviewtodayshow.com. John, anything you want to say to our listeners as we head into the weekend?
As always, want to just plug Dr. Sean Nicole's book, 30 Days of Praying for America. This is daily devotions to heal our nations. Book 3 in the 30 Days series. Book 4 is going to be coming out hopefully later this year. We'll be telling you more about that. We do have some new original music in the pipeline. Make sure you stay tuned for the release of our single Great and Awesome, as well as our debut album Heaven Here and Now is already out on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere digital music is streamed or sold.
That's right. Find a church family to worship with this weekend. We'll see you bright and early on Monday. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.